Okay, Tafri Shanin Dalad, Sivalev. Madlikin, Nerech Hanukkah, Miner Hanukkah. You're allowed to light one Hanukkah candle from another Hanukkah candle. That's what we learn in the Gemara and Shabbos. Madlikin, Miner Lener. Vidavka, Lahadlik, Mizela, Zebelo, Amtsai. But that's only if you light from one candle directly to the other candle without a candle in between. Lahadlik, Mizela, Zali, De Ner Shel Chol, Aser. But to take one Hanukkah candle, light another regular candle, and then use that to light the Hanukkah candle, that would be a problem. Some say even that's mutter, as long as you don't put out the regular candle before you light the other Hanukkah candle. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that it's okay to light from one candle to another candle is because there's no bizui mitzvah in such a situation, since they're both mitzvah candles. That if one of the candles goes out, so after you light the Hanukkah candles, one of the candles goes out, you should not use another Hanukkah candle to light that one, even without a candle in between. Since there's no chiyuv to relight it, as we learn, kabsa ein zakakla, that you don't really need to relight the candle if it goes out. So then if you do relight it, so then you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, and therefore you would not be able to use a Hanukkah candle, which was for a mitzvah, to light that candle, which is not really for a mitzvah anymore, and that would be considered to be bizui mitzvah. If while you're lighting the candles, one of the candles goes out, so then the Baralacha wrote earlier in Tafri Shayin Gimel that you need to relight it. If you're in the process of lighting Maker, then you need to relight it, and because you need to have all the candles lit at one time to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore if you wanted to light that from another Hanukkah candle, that would be permissible. Why is it that there are some who are matir to light with a candle in the middle? Mishnah Berurah says that's because they hold that since you're doing it in order to light Ner Shel Mitzvah immediately, that's not called Bizui Mitzvah. Meaning, as long as you know that you're using this to fulfill the Mitzvah immediately, that's going to be okay. The Rama adds, V'nagu l'hachmir b'ner es Chanukah shelo l'halak afilu miner l'ner. We're machmir to not do this. Even to use one Chanukah candle to light another Chanukah candle is not okay. Why? The Iker Mitzvah so eino el ner echad. V'ashar eino el mitzvah kochkach. Because we learn that me'ikar adin, you're yotzei the Mitzvah of Chanukah candles with one candle. And all the other candles are not really the Iker Mitzvah. So if you take the original Chanukah candle that you yotze the mitzvah with and light another candle with that, that would be a problem. That would be a bizayon to the actual ner mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says this is only true by neres Chanukah because of what we explain. But other neres Shel Mitzvah, like Shabbos candles or Beis Knesses candles, you would be able to light from one candle to another because this logic does not apply. And according to the reasoning of the Ramah, that you're not allowed to light from one candle to another candle, what about lighting from the second candle to the third candle? Meaning once you have your one candle, so that's the real mitzvah, you shouldn't use that one. But all the other candles are equal in their mahadrin level, so therefore it should be okay. So the Dirshu quotes this Sefer Likutei Chaver ben Chaim, who says that you should be matir from the third to the second candle, because they're on the same level. And Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and Rav Osner write that even though they are both for hither purposes, and the Ramah's reason doesn't apply, still, then it is lahachmir because of a low plug. So that's their approach, that you should not light from the second candle to the third candle, even though it would seem that it would be okay. Misvar is still a low plug, we don't do so. The Ramah says it's only true while they're all lighting, lit for mitzvah purposes. Once the half hour has passed, so then you would be allowed to use it, as we said, you can use it for reading or something like that. So then, of course, you could use it to light another candle as well. Some say that the candle for the shul, Shabbos, and Chanukah, all on the same level, and therefore you can use one to light the other. So too, those would be considered to be mitzvah candles also, that you could light one from the other. The mitzvah is to light the candle, not to place it. If the menorah had already been placed for non-mitzvah reasons, that's fine. You can just light it there. You don't need to pick it up and put it back down. If you had a candle that was already lit from before the day, the Motzai Shabbos, and it lasts all the way through Shabbos, Mechaba Madlik L'Shem Mitzvah, you need to put it out and then relight it to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Nikom Malkom Tzarech Shabli Kana B'Malkom Hanachasa Shemidlik B'Fnim L'Otzia L'Chutz Lo Yatza Sh'Omer L'Tzarech L'Hu Madlika. So even though we say that the Mitzvah is the lighting, and therefore if it was already lit, you need to put it out and relight it, still, if you had already put it somewhere and lit it, and then you want to take it out to put it somewhere else, that's going to be a problem because people will think that you're lighting it for your own benefits. If they don't see you actually lighting it, they're not going to know that you're lighting it for Hanukkah candles. And even if the hadlaka and the hanacha was inside or outside, still we need to be concerned for such things.